scripture is from the Gospel of John, reading at the first chapter, verses 1 through 9, and then verses 14 through 18. And so as we begin this scripture reading, please open your ears to hear the word of God as it comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and then 14 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I have spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is the word of God for the people of God. And God's people said, thanks be to God. And so our subject for today is realized hope. Realized hope. Our world, or maybe I should say the people in our world, are filled with hope. And their hope is for different things. Some people hope for peace. Some people hope to win the lottery. Some people hope for wellness, some for themselves and some for others. Some people hope that the new year will bring more blessings than the last year has brought. And the list can go on and on. Yet it doesn't seem to matter what people hope for. It seems to be the general consensus that once we've received what we've been hoping for, the hope for that thing has been realized and we can move on to something else. And that's certainly one way of looking at it. In fact, Paul has said as much when he says, "For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." And yet we find that while that may be true on some levels, it may not be true about the Son of God. There are those who, like Simeon, whose hopes were realized in seeing him, and still they continue to hope. And maybe that is really what Christmas is all about. Perhaps it's what Jesus is all about. It's about the realized hope of God, God's realized hope for us coming into the world and providing a hope and a reality yet to be realized. So here's a question for you. Have you ever seen God? it's a question that has many different answers depending on whom you ask. There are stories and accounts of people who claim to have died and seen Jesus. There are stories of people who claim to have seen him and never died. And while the question still looms as one of life's mysteries, the writer of our gospel story speaks to us with a certain amount of authority and certainty. John speaks to us about what most people who share a belief in God hope for. They hope to see God. They hope to see God and want to see God. They hope to look into God's eyes and know that he is real beyond their faith. They hope, as one song says, that one day their faith will be sight. But that song speaks of a future hope. It speaks of a hope yet unrealized. But John speaks to us about a hope that is already realized. He speaks to us about a son who has come to dwell among us and has revealed to us everything about God we would want to know. He says, as a witness, that he has seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He goes through the entire account of biblical substantiation, speaking from the prophets about who this Jesus is. He states that Jesus has come, not so that we could stop hoping, but so that our hopes, at least that part of our hope to know God, would be realized. Our problem is that we hear John speaking about a grown Jesus, not the baby in the manger. And right now, we're not where John is. We're still looking at the child in the manger and can't see the realization of our hopes. What we see is a mother too young to be a mother, holding the one who is to be the savior of the world. He is our hope, but not yet our realized hope. Or is he? I think there's something in John's words that help us to see the child, Jesus, if we really look deeply, and see that he is our realized hope for today. You see, friends, in some very real ways, we've spent the last 4 weeks of Advent hoping for this day called Christmas. And as with all people, our hopes have been different. Some people hope that everyone in the family could be present. Some hope that the gifts they gave would be appreciated. Some people just hoped for rest. Some people hoped for an end to the shopping madness. And some people hoped for the peace of the season to be real this year. And if our current news is of any value, there are people in Ukraine hoping that the bombs would stop falling. There are people facing frigid cold weather, hoping that the heat will stay on and that their heating bill won't drive them into poverty. There are Jewish, Black, Asian, and Hispanic Latino people hoping that hatred toward them would come to an end. And there are people in China and other places in the world hoping that COVID could be brought to an end. People's hopes come in various ways depending on our circumstances, but no matter what our hopes were, they were all centered in the baby Jesus. Whether you believed or didn't believe wasn't the issue. Anyone and everyone who participated in the Christmas season was participating based on the realized hope of God's word coming to dwell among us. When Mary was holding the baby Jesus, the one who had come to dwell among us, she was holding her realized hope, even though she didn't really know what his birth would all mean. When Simeon was promised that he wouldn't see death until he saw his Lord's salvation, Simeon, when they brought the baby Jesus into the temple to do what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Also, Anna, a prophet who had lived in the temple for years, proclaimed to all who were present about this child Jesus and who he was and what he meant to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Even in those days, to Anna, to Mary, to Simeon, and long before John wrote these words, Jesus was their realized hope. And for us, as we once again are called upon to remember the word who came to dwell among us, we are reminded that he is our realized hope. He is the one we hope in for our salvation. He is the one we place our hope in for the forgiveness of our sins. He is the one we hope in when the storms of life are raging. He's the one we hope in when storm clouds like sea billows roll. He's the one we hope in when we can't get a comforting answer from the doctor. We don't see all of that when we see the child in the manger, the word who came to dwell among us. But it's the same Jesus, and it's the same hope, and it's the same promises of God being fulfilled. And it's in his presence that we see the image of the invisible God. It's in his presence that we see this baby born in a manger, yet to be a king. And it's in his presence that our future hopes are born, that we will one day see the very face of God. Jesus is the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. And in him is our realized hope. And that is the word of God today for the people of God.